Hello, the What If Podcast presents a scintillating top 10 list, bringing you all of the greatest Marvel top 10 lists you could ever think of. This time, we talk about ancillary character in the Spider-Man mythos, but one who pops up a lot because they had all the Spider-Verse crossovers. Yeah, we're talking about Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham. But more specifically, the top 10 Spider-Ham characters who aren't Spider-Ham.
I don't think that's kosher.
The Marvel animals, Marvanimals
characters. But not the actual Marvel animals, because like it's not Lockjaw and...
No. Yes.
Thor, Frog,
anthropomorphized versions of Marvel characters.
Well, that's what they do instead of women and black people.
Make them animals.
Number 10. Moon Knight. Cows are black and white. Moon Knight is white with a lot of shadow mixed in to, you know, it's usually more presented in a black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pun made by dropping a letter. Easy breezy. I'm not sure if there are any real appearances of this character. I think it was just sort of a gag on the back of what the number 13. Which, by the way, when you go into a comic book store and ask for that, is it like, what the? Do you have to ask for it like that?
Yeah.
Do you have, what the 13?
Well, there's a question mark and an exclamation
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what the?
Punctuation is there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Number 9. Daredevil. It's Daredevil with deer horns instead of his little devil horns. He ranks above Moon Knight because he had an actual appearance or several in the... Spider-Ham had his own series for like 17, 19, however many issues in the 80s. Part of the Star comic book line. So, you know, he gets actual appearances, so he gets above Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Raven the Hunter. Sweet bird beak goatee thing going on. Good pun name, just by dropping a letter. I think Craven the Hunter would like birds.
Yeah.
And ravens are sort of a...
Do they hunt?
Yeah, well, think about the term ravenous.
Oh,
they like at least pick apart dead bodies.
Yeah, they were scavengers.
Yeah, carrion, our wayward son.
But they hunt for dead things.
And they desecrate dead bodies, which, I mean, I think Craven would be all about that, too.
Yeah.
His debut in What the? Number 3 is a nice little parody of the dark, brooding comic books in the mid-80s.
Raven's Last Son.
Yeah, and it's a running gag of needs more symbolic rain. It's raining all the time in the whole story. And it's by Alex Saviuk. J. Jonah Jackal, number 7. Two of Spider-Man's greatest enemies combined, the Jackal and J. Jonah Jameson. Not really combined, although J. Jonah Jackal is a better representation of a Jackal than the Jackal.
In his green goblin-like suit.
Uh-huh. Plus, J.J., you know, has a kind of a Jackal behavior in his own right. He's always just being a dick to Spider-Man. What's Spider-Man do to you? Besides be a menace.
It's all that webbing. He just litters around the city.
Oh, yeah, is true. It biodegradable?
I think it's supposed to dissolve within...
an hour.
So what the fuck is the problem?
Well, there's so much of it, it makes a dusty smog in the air.
It leaves a residue.
Ew. Number 6. Captain Americat. It's a good pun just by adding a letter.
Well, I see that pattern showing up.
Those are the best ones.
Exactly. And he had actual appearances. He was in Marvel Tales, T-A-I-L-S, starring Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham, number 1. Spider-Ham's first appearance. Captain America was there as well.
So. Does he always land on all fours?
He's an OG. I don't know, but he does. I think it does make reference to the fact that Captain America somehow hides his shield on his back, even though that makes no physical sense, because he would have a big-ass, bulky coat. He just wears a poncho everywhere.
Moo moo.
Mm-hmm. Number 5. Goose Rider. It actually has two separate incarnations. One on the back cover of Marvel What the? Number 13. And in the aforementioned Marvel Tales number 1. And basically his catchphrase / motorcycle sound is honk. Just a lot of honk while he's around. And he'll probably fight you if you get too close to him, as gooses are wont to do.
Does he hiss?
he drives south for the winter a lot.
Does he poop a lot? Like, poops through a goose?
Number 4. Pork Grind. The Spider-Ham Venom. It doesn't have a pun name, but it is a weird play on the whole pig theme. So he kicks ass and wipes the floor with a hapless spider ham. I think he popped up in a what the as well.
Is he a pig?
Yes.
Or is he a pork rind?
He's a pig. It's pork grind as well.
Yeah, but he could be a pork rind.
Just.
We haven't gotten to Marvel food characters yet.
License it.
Captain America's hot dog.
America.
Number three. Spider-Ham, 1588. From what the number 26, he's the 2099 equivalent of Spider-Ham. Mm-hmm. 1588 is a joke. It's on sale from 2099. It inspired me to make Pork Grind 1588, Goose Rider 1588, and Zombie Spider-Ham 1588, which was the unofficial mascot of the SlimJames.com. Thank you. It's an alternate future version of an animal character. Hello. It's so much piled on top of each other. And much in the same vein, number two. Zombie Spider-Ham. Because zombies be zombin'.
Yeah.
And Zombie Spider-Ham, on premise alone, he gets a...
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. But he's...
All right.
On your arm.
He pops up from time to time.
There's still room.
Yeah.
Right there.
And other ones I left off, Arf Angel,
like Hawkeye.
Yeah, that one's a good one too because it eschews what's already an animal in his name.
Yeah,
the hawk and just Hawkeye.
And
Captain Electra.
Yeah, Captain Mar-Vell.
Speedball.
Speedball is a good one.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, that's
lame.
Nick Fury gets into some tricky territory. That's a cosplay I don't want to be part of. And the number one Spider-Ham character. Who's not Spider-Ham? Pun Fisher. Because he has pun in his name. And fish puns are the best.
Like that Kippadota song, Wet Dreams?
Yes. Yeah, and he, I'm sure, there's been times where he's been really stretching and he's been fishing to make a pun. Really. Join us next time on the What If Podcast. Our homepage, theslimjames.com/WIP. We'll be sure to put up a few more top 10 lists. And, of course, a whole bunch of What If podcasts.
Yep.
What the? Do we need to do... We should do some bonus content so I can make another episode out of this.
We should all come up with a top 10 list.
We talked about Marvel... What the... Number 13.
Yep.
Silver Blurper. Oh man, there's a typo on the inside cover.
Is it really a typo?
Silver Blurper, and then the next page it's Silver Burper, which is
much
more of a pun. Oh man, I don't even know if that's a.
No, that's.
Is that a pun? Is that a joke? Is that a gag? Or is it just a blooper? Blooper blurper.
Who on this issue? It is a what the?
Was this Rick Parker lettering it?
We can probably ask him. Some of them. No, but Silver Burper was written by Stan Lee, so I should probably have him sign this issue.
You should just bring it and ask him. Hey, I noticed here it says Blurper and here it says Burper.
Yeah, fix it.
I don't understand.
Do I get a no prize?
Yes. Congrats.
And a hilarious Batman 2 movie, was it Batman Returns? But this is
Batman
when they...
Batman 2?
Yeah. But this is when they still thought Madonna would be Catwoman instead of... Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm.
Or Mekhi Pfeiffer.
There's four Novas right here. And this Infinity Gauntlet. Like a little baby.
And it's actually the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, okay.
Like, put the symbol in there. Is it Baby Nova? Is that what you said?
It's a toddler.
Oh, yeah, it's a Nova family.
Yeah, it's all in the family. It's a family business.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yep.
I'm not getting that.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
what,
so
the Infinity Gauntlet or Nova?
Both.
Yep.
Pretty much the whole all new, all different. I'm not going to get sucked in by more number ones.
Yeah, but I might get A-Force because Dazzler's right there.
I might get that for Sophia because mm-hmm. It's all female superheroes and she would probably...
You're being sexist, Turner.
I am. I am very sexy.
Yeah, there he is. See? Thing popping up in the Guardians of the Galaxy so they can just shoehorn him into the movie.
And female...
Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Star Lady.
What's up with Groot here? He's female too.
He looks cyber.
Is he though?
Cyber Groot. Well, there's another
the
one.
Plants are both male.
There's another new.
Or neither.
Yeah.
Thing. It's like Venom Space Knight. Yeah. Like, what are you?
Taking off of Ron Space Knight. Because that was awesome.
Uh huh. But yeah, and then they're relaunching Wolverine as X-23. Sadly, not X-51. I want Wolverine Machine Man.
Wolverine Man.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm not going to, as The Who would say, I won't be fooled again. No. I'm not buying another Amazing Spider-Man number one for too much money. I like the one I got.
Like, I would like to get this because I really like the original Old Man Logan's.
Uh-huh.
But it's not even the same writers, so I...
It's just, yeah, they're just sort of taking that name, which had goodwill, and just launching so you can keep the character of Logan around and then have X-23. Just like we're keeping Peter Parker around.
But having Miles.
Miles Morales. You've
got Miles to go.
Old Man Logan movie.
I would watch that.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, there's 45 new number ones being launched.
But then Karnak, how long is that going to last?
I don't know. It could be a mini-series. I feel like some of these were mini-series.
I feel like they all should be mini-series.
They all, you know, in a matter of speaking, are, because guess what? In a couple years, relaunch them.
The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series? No, thank you.
And look, it's Phil Coulson making out with something with Hydra.
Yeah.
You see?
The,
No, thank you.
Oh, this Venom Space Knight.
Yeah, the whole Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's a good goofball thing.
I'm all up Hitmonkey. Mamphibian.
Man Thing. Dum Dum Dugan with Boulder.
Yeah.
Or his danged fedora.
Man Thing.
Jack. Or Werewolf by Night.
Possibly.
Mud Thing.
Where's my butt?
He's still in Weird World. Lord, my butt.
I'm pretty sure Weird World is one of these new things.
Good Lord, no. Please, God, no. Why?
It's
one of the new what?
There was something in one of these about Weird World. Because that's where that guy who looks... Oh, Illuminati.
Yeah, like they're relaunching an Ant-Man series.
Pregnant Spider-Woman.
They're redoing, or they redesigned the costume of Spider-Man 2099 for funsies. At least Howard the Duck has enough sense to mock the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's all they have been doing is mocking everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all Howard the Duck, like, that's his shtick.
Yeah.
Like, Howard the Duck gets a new hat, and you got, like, I think Indiana Jones hat, Scrooge McDuck hat, Jughead hat.
It's more of a Crocodile Dundee hat than an Indiana Jones hat.
Okay, I was the little...
The little things on
claws
it.
Claws on it were throwing me off. Gizmo Duck hat.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Unless there was a big purple one in there for...
Marty McFly.
Yeah.
From the future hat.
Oh, I think technically the top of that might actually be a Darkwing Duck hat.
Ringmaster?
Scrooge McDuck hat?
Yeah. Ringmaster? Come on.
He was actually just in the Howard the Duck comics.
All right.
So...
But I'm thinking of Famous Ducks, because... Yeah.
Who's this one?
I don't know. A Fez.
The Korra Duck.
Yeah, but is there a duck that
wears
a
fez?
Weird World.
Oh.
He's got Man Thing right there.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the same Weird World.
It's Archon. That's who it is. It's Archon. You know, him.
Yep. So, yeah, this, yeah, like, they just launched Spider-Gwen. So, you'll get another number one, Spider-Gwen number one, when the cover looks shockingly similar in a color scheme to the first Spider-Gwen number one. So, give it like 20 or 30 years, somebody's going to get very confused. I bought this Spider-Gwen number one. Oh, wrong one.
I'm just going to think it's a variant or something.
Yeah.
Totally something else, but
what?
Found this novelization I got for Sophia. It's great art on that cover.
Oh, yeah. Days of Future Past.
What's the year on that?
Let's see. When is
this? 1994? 94. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar dinga dinga. Because... X-Men number one is 92 with all the Jim Lee and the variant covers. Then X-Men comic or X-Men cartoon 93. So merchandise from that.
94. Wasn't the Howling Commandos in there? Like
yeah.
But this is Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos with all those people.
Howling Commandos, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's different.
How many Howling Commandos all do we really need?
Oh, man, I didn't see this Sam Wilson Captain America cover. There's a rift between Old Man Rogers Once again, they're keeping the old guy around and having somebody new.
But they're making him old, so...
Well, yeah, but guess what? They can just go...
Oh, and look what we found.
You've got Super Soldier Serum again.
Yeah.
Or,
Infinity formula, yeah. Or...
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, so...
Juice X.
So that's why... What? The Deus Ex Machina? Yeah, my Deus Ex Machina juice. it does whatever I need it to do. But yeah, so they're like hedging their bets heavily on these brand new characters like Captain America and Spider-Man. Who is the Hulk? The totally awesome Hulk is a... I don't know.
Somebody new?
Apparently, I haven't followed the Hulk in forever, so I don't know.
He's probably just going to have a green face. You're not going to be able to tell who the fuck it is by that.
Sure, because the Hulk doesn't necessarily look like Bruce Banner.
No.
So, that's some good... Oh my god, you got like friggin' like three different Avengers series.
Yes. They have about 1,000 different X-Men series.
Guardians of the Galaxy team up.
The Groot standalone books.
And Groot's, yeah.
Yeah, Extraordinary X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, and All New X-Men, along with Wolverine and
Logan. Logan.
So yeah, this it's gonna be a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit.
We'll see in a couple years when they do all newer, all differenter Marvel. Yeah. Lots more number ones.
New again.
So in closing, I will remind you to follow us on Twitter at TheSlimJames or at Giant_Size, TheSlimJames.com, GiantSizeComicThings.com, the WIP What If Podcast is on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube, and on Vimeo. So go out there and find us. And remember, don't spend the rest of your life asking, what if?